evolution, it's still racist today?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, surely these days, Ken, evolutionists wouldn't teach the same kinds of racist attitudes that Darwin wrote about more than 150 years ago, would they?
Well, it's certainly true that Darwin was a racist. I mean, he believed that humans could be divided into different races, and that certain races were more primitive or ape-like than others. And there's no doubt this led to many racist attitudes towards certain people groups over the years. It's been said that Darwin's book, The Origin of the Species, published in 1859, is second to the Bible in influencing the way people think about life. Do you know the full title of Darwin's book? On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Surprised? Well, Darwin applied this to humans in his later book called The Descent of Man. Now, something most people aren't aware of is that evolution is still inherently a racist philosophy. Most evolutionists would like to hide this, but it's true nonetheless. For instance, in a book by a Canadian professor called Race, Evolution and Behavior, he actually ranks the different people groups along an evolutionary scale with blacks at the bottom and Asians at the top. It's only the Bible that teaches the truth about humans. We're all one race, descendants of Adam.
You can read much more about this, including Ken Ham's free booklet, when you go to our website, answersradio.com. AnswersRadio.com.